Welcome, everybody, to day two of our Divine Mercy Novena. We are so excited to have you, and we have a little guest with us today because she woke up from her nap and...
She's a little cranky.
So she's with us. Okay, so today we pray for the souls of priests and religious, and the quote is, "And immerse them in my unfathomable mercy. It was they that gave me strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them, as through channels, my mercy flows out upon mankind." When I was reflecting a little bit about this, I thought right away immediately to, there was this Indian priest who, shared with us, a while back about how important it was for us to pray for him because his holiness or the goodness of his priesthood comes from the prayers of the faithful. And so I feel like we do have a responsibility to pray for our priests and religious.
I've been speaking full-time now within the church for 19 years, and I go into parishes, and sometimes the parish really cherishes their priest, and that's wonderful, but sometimes they don't. They kind of are critical behind his back, and I find myself thinking, if you would pray more than you would complain, things would be a lot more different in the parish. I think about who is the most powerful man in the world. And it's not the president of the United States. It's not Putin over there in Russia. It's not a political leader, a king or queen. The most powerful man in the world is a priest. Because only a priest can forgive sin. Only a priest can turn someone from a sinner into a saint. Only the priest can take bread and wine and give us God, body, blood, soul, divinity. Talk about power and what privilege comes through the priesthood to us. And so... so much good can happen when a parish and a community prays for their priest, and that priest is holy. I've met so many wonderful priests who sincerely desire the conversion of their parish. And so what we should also do is pray for our priests that they talk about divine mercy. Because Jesus asked St. Faustina to encourage priests to talk about mercy. I want to give you one quote from her diary. "Tell my priests that hardened sinners will repent on hearing their words when they speak about my unfathomable mercy, about the compassion I have for them in my heart. To priests who proclaim and extol my mercy, I will give wondrous power. I will anoint their words and touch the hearts of those to whom they speak." So my friends, let's pray for our priests that God would anoint their words when they speak about divine mercy. Anything else?
Yes, and our religious sisters.
Go for it.
I just noticed on your notes there.
my notes say, yes, that we should pray for them as well. That they are faithful to the vows of poverty, mm-hmm. chastity, and obedience, because that is a great witness to the world. Mm-hmm. And in some areas in North America, we see great declines in religious vocations vocations to religious life. In other areas, there's a boom. And there's a boom in religious vocations to the religious life where that order is faithful to the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And what a witness they are to the world. Mm-hmm. I think of one order of sisters that are, my cousin belongs to the Dominican Sisters, Mary Mother of the Eucharist in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She used to travel with us as we did retreats across mm-hmm. Western Canada. And now she's with them. And the average age of young women going into that order was 28 when she joined. It was about how many years ago now?
Over
10 years. Yeah. So I don't know what the average is now. Average age is now, but they had so many going in that they couldn't house them all. So the former owner of Domino's Pizza donated some millions to build them a big place. So just so you know, we got to pray for our religious. Mm-hmm. So
great.
Great. Thanks for watching.